Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and he said he's Stargate, we're on Odyssey, Rumble, got Telegram, we're on everything. So just type in he said he's Stargate or As You Wish Talk Radio and it'll pop up. A lot going on right now. There's so much going on, I don't even know where to start, but it's getting totally crazy out there. And I think after Halloween and this full moon, I think a lot happened we aren't hearing about, but behind the scenes, but it seems like a lot of things are unfolding. Hurricane Otis, I want to talk about that, pretty much destroyed Acapulco. And it's not in the news and you're not hearing anything. There's an extreme blackout on that. And it's the same thing that happened in Lahaina. You know, in fact, there was hardly any warning. So a lot of people went to bed and thinking everything was okay. It was just a small storm. And the next thing you know, it's a Cat 5, you know, slamming into them. So obviously, you know, there's something else going on. It's sounding a lot like Lahaina again. And, you know, by the way, at Lahaina, there's a new video out. It shows a church cut in half, you know, by a laser. So good luck explaining that one. I don't think there's any way they're going to get away from that, but it's... You can see where the laser cut the roof and went right through and stopped right before all the other seats and just burned everything in its path. So that was interesting. But again, you know, it was definitely stirred in for a direct hit. So also, too, the intense and destructive winds were void of rain going against the behavior of every other hurricane. So, I mean, it looks like weather warfare with a new smart city coming to Mexico. So keep an eye on that. You know, another breaking news, speaking of New World Order boys and their toys, Pascal Najati, whose father co-created the World Economic Forum, is calling them out for democide, providing all the evidence. So it looks like, you know, they're you will own nothing and eat bugs and be happy. Global domination and depopulation program is coming to a close because obviously they are busted. So countries around the world are ending the failed vaccine program and holding those who promoted and mandated it accountable. So Schwab, Gates, and Tetros are pretty much finished. And according to Pascal, the head of the snake has been cut off. The WEF's logo is a viper. Imagine that, you know, and we wonder why snake venom is in the jab. So anyway, the lockstep global depopulation program has been exposed. And what he was saying is you can actually thank Trump and Putin for that. And the White Hats, you know, they set something in motion to take this all down. So one day the world will know what really happened in those demonized will be held in the highest respect and honor. Just remember who owns the press. And it's not the White Hats right now, but it will be shifting soon. So, and on another note, being it's close to Halloween, looks like Dog Man is in the news with more sightings. Bigfoot had better up his game before Dog Man gets all the press. The insiders are saying Dog Man is a military super soldier project created to take out other cryptoids like the rake and other, and it looks like now a rake looks like an albino gray walking on all fours. I mean, they look like a skinwalker, but they're pretty crazy stuff. But some dogmen look like professional wrestlers or bodybuilders, while others are thinner and taller. So there are those even reported to be wearing clothes. So something pretty strange is there seems to be a lot of different sightings, and you know, some actually fit the werewolf, you know, program. They're actually wearing clothes and their clothes are all torn out. So, you know, it's never one answer. Who knows? I guess we'll find out soon what's going on. Also, two mermaids are also appearing on the internet all over the place. So the jury's out on that one. Seems every lore has its origins. So having not seen Dog Man or mermaids and having seen Bigfoot on several occasions, I have no problem with Bigfoot, but jury's out on the other two. I'm open. I'd love to see him. And maybe I'll skip Dog Man, you know, but I'd love to see a mermaid out there, providing they're friendly. I just got out of the ocean. It was a beautiful day. So here's another good one. Looks like a buck crashed through a window at the Noodles and Company in Wisconsin, sending customers fleeing. And there's lots of crazy animal behavior lately, you know, and I hope the buck doesn't get glass in his eyes, you know, because if he does, he'll be a no idea. You know? So had to sneak that one in there. Didn't think about it. Anyway, and Anthony Fauci run lab in Montana experimented with coronavirus and strain and shipped it in from Wuhan a year before the pandemic began. Gee, imagine that, you know? So it was also shipped out to from there to other various locations. So at least he should be charged with creating bioweapons, engaging in gain of function research, which is illegal, and lying to Congress. You know, at most he should probably get hit with genocide and treason, but it looks like he's not the savior people would like to believe in, you know, more like a turd muffin in a suit. But anyway, good thing he's a Democrat or he'd be in prison already. Oh, there's another one. What's the guy, the fire alarm guy? you know, he sometime kind of plea deal and nothing's going to happen to him. So, of course, he's a Democrat. So pretty much Democrats can do whatever they want. Anyway, the new documentary is out, Disclosure with James Gilliland. It ends the 70 plus years of insanity, explain why we don't have contact. You know, it's on all the social media networks. My new book is coming out as well, UFOs, Religion, The Origin of Man, What They Never Wanted You to Hear, and should be just a few days before that hits the press. So talk about disclosure. It's a tell-all. It's a total tell-all on who is behind the controlled narrative. And I'm sure it's going to be a blockbuster just like all the other books. So it's going to really ruffle some feathers when this comes out. But I mean, seriously, think about it. 70 plus years of disclosure and we still have fuzzy Tic Tacs. You know, that's about as far as we've gotten. And for 37 years, we have incredible footage of ships. We have them landing, coming out of the mountain, every size, shape, color you can imagine. You know, we know who the beings are on the ships, whose ships are whose, and everything. So it's in the book. I put all that in the book, all the different groups, the vibrational continuum, how it taps into the magnetic light spectrum, all of that. All that information is in the books. So some of it's in my old books, but this book just covers it all. So we can finally get out of the fuzzy tic-tac stage and move on because it's really getting old. I mean, we've been going back and forth to Mars and the moon since the 60s. And there are beings even beyond that, beyond our imagination and their technology. So this is going to open the door for that. You know, we can't really ignore the Israeli-Hamas war. And you know, this is a really smelly kettle of fish. And no matter what you do, you're going to get, they're going to say, oh, you're siding with the Jews, or you're siding with Hamas, or you're siding with, you know, whatever. And so, you know, victim patterns, old grudges and agendas, you know, it's hard to make sense of what is unfolding. So here's some observations we need to factor in before taking sides in these confrontations. And we're not going to connect all the dots because it's necessary for everybody to do their own research. So you really got to do your own research into all this. And so we're just going to point you where to look. So one point we should make very clear, we're not anti-Semitic or anti-anyone. We're anti-pain, suffering, and death, and enslavement. So how you package it, you know, there's never been a holy war. There's always been one king or leader wanting what another king or leader has, you know, whipping their armies and people into a frenzy, demonizing those who wish to conquer. And they do it with false flags and all kinds of things. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, the outer appearances is not what they seem, and that'll all come out later. So you can apply this to Africa, Native Americans, the Middle East, Mexico, Brazil, anywhere where there's war, disease, and tyranny. And you can substitute king or leader with corporations. So the war and disease profiteers. Anyway, so these are all false flag, man-made, the wars, the diseases, the plagues, all of that stuff. It's all, you know, we have to start asking the question, who is setting them into motion, profiting from them, or we'll never really know, you know, never understand what's truly unfolding or how to prevent them. So we have to go deeper. So anyway, the lust for power and wealth is insatiable with what some call the fallen global elite. They're profit and power driven, lacking any moral compass whatsoever. And they finance both sides of every war since Napoleon and are continuing to do so. They tax the people to fund these wars and plagues. The latest pandemic and exercise in population reduction is just one example. And they made it very clear they want 7+ billion people removed from the planet. So how do you manage that? War, disease, and famine. And they're creating all the above. So anyway, let's not leave out dew weapons, earthquake weapons, and weather warfare, because that's all being applied on a massive scale right now. And so they've been used in Maui, Acapulco, Greece, Turkey, Africa. They're all using by the same fallen elite. And I'm really hoping the White House get a handle on that and put an end to that, because it has to put, has to come to an end. So anyway, my other big question is, we need to ask this, is what creates a terrorist? So religious fanaticism created by kings and leaders, for one. We hate to burst anyone's bubble, but you cannot kill your way into heaven. It just doesn't work. There'll be no reward waiting for you for killing men, women, and children, the other men, women, and children of God. So it's very simple. Another reason that terrorists are created is those who've been mistreated, terrorized, often become terrorists. So it's a backlash. It's a karmic backlash, basically. So there's a long, long history of turf wars going back even before the Anunnaki in those areas. And the bearded gods of old fought among themselves and promised lands to those faithful, those that served them. And if those lands were already occupied, it didn't matter. They had the right, inspired by God, to remove them. So nothing's changed. This is all the same program. And what's ironic is they all claim the same forefathers, therefore they're all family. All this stuff goes back. So anyway, I see it as an open display of ignorance when politicians side with one or the other and claim their interpretation of biblical prophecy needs to take place. According to all sides, there needs to be an Armageddon, a global war, before their prophet can return, So when America destroyed Iraq, they were a proxy for the Khazarian Jews, and not Israel, the Khazarian Jews. So there's a difference. Not to be confused by the everyday Israeli people. The Khazarians are not really Jews or Hebrew. They worship Baphomet and Moloch, and represented by the owl and Baal, of which they made sacrifices. And it could be a child or groups or nations, a war, anything that creates fear, pain, suffering, and death. Their gods feed on it, and they get profit and power from it. So they're the war and disease profiteers, and that's where we need to look. Now, in history, the Russian Tsar, after years of problems with their shenanigans, made them choose a religion, thinking this would end their deceptive ways. They infiltrated governments to get control of their leaders, banks, monetary systems, then toss out the original founding fathers or mothers. They used division, destroy the family unit, demoralize the country, and take over. They divide cultures, religions, genders, and try to pit one against the other. Does that sound familiar? Pretty much what's been going on for a while. They eventually assassinated the entire Russian royal family. And what is even more outrageous is Khazaria is now Ukraine. So are you connecting the dots here? Is what we are seeing, the royal family of Russia against the Khazarians, known as Ukraine 2.0, basically. So is this a karmic retribution? The morally challenged tyrants are behind the assassination of a lot of leaders globally, Lincoln, Kennedys, and many others who stood in the way of their lust for total power and control. So Ukraine is probably one of the most corrupt countries on the planet, with weaponized biolabs, child and sex and drug trafficking, not to mention their army heavily infiltrated with Nazis. Many American politicians, all the way to the top, are heavily invested in these nefarious activities. So why else would they invest hundreds of billion of taxpayers' dollars into Ukraine other than to protect their assets and leave the borders of America wide open? So the Khazarian Jews are also referred to as the puppet masters of the deep state, infiltrating agencies throughout the globe, which explains the behavior of our agencies of late. So to reiterate, What we are saying is that they own the international banks, the UN, the WEF, the WHO, the CDC, Big Pharma, DOJ, FBI, Homeland Security, and most other agencies globally. And if you look what Trump is going through, this explains it. You know, the floods of illegal aliens coming over the border, the rise in poverty, homelessness, drugs, and crime. It's as if our present leadership has taken, has a take down America policy. And that's inspired by these same groups, and they owe their allegiance to them, not to Americans. So, and they're using the same playbook as the Khazarian mafia. So if you understand the history and look at what's happening, it'll all make sense. Otherwise it doesn't. So going back to history, you know, Abraham, which all sides in the Middle East trace their lineage back to, lived in Iraq, the historical Holy Land. America destroyed the historical Holy Land, blaming the 9/11 attack on Osama bin Laden, who was actually from Afghanistan. He was not from Iraq. Iraq had absolutely nothing to do with the downing of the Twin Towers. The weapons of mass destruction in Iraq were never found. This, there's nothing holy or I don't know, is about that, sensical about that war. It made no sense. So until you go back to why were the Mossad agents filming the downing of the towers? They were set up ahead of time filming it, and then they were caught dancing on the roof of their van when the towers went down. Goes back to Khazarians, Khazarian Jews. So anyway, you know, big question is, didn't Silverstein own the towers? And he triple insured them shortly before the event. Building 7 went down in its own footprint. No planes, no buildings hit Building 7. Even the media claimed Building 7 went down beforehand. It was all scripted. The whole thing was scripted. So, you know, the lady's gone in, Building 7 went down. It was still standing. And then all of a sudden, in the background, it goes down. And so they jumped the gun on that one. So it was all scripted, you know. And recently, you know, how did Hamas pull off the attack? You can't move a grain of rice without them knowing it in Gaza. I mean, that's how intricate their system is, their security system. So there's a lot of allegations coming from within that they're saying that they planned this ahead of time. And there were plans to remove Palestinians, you know, on the books. And so all that evidence is coming out. The original owners of Palestine within which Israel was created by the Khazarian Jews, the Rothschilds, using the UN. The UN annexed part of the Palestinians' country to create Israel, and it has been growing ever since. And actually, it just lost its world charter right now. So unless its world charter is put back together, I think at the end of October, no longer has a world charter. We'll see what that happens there. So remember, the Khazarian Jews own most leaders, politicians, the mainstream and social media, whipping everyone into a frenzy to genocide the remaining Palestinians. You know, so have you heard of the Khazarians, the real history of Ukraine, Israel, the Palestinians, or the mainstream media? And you know, do I agree with what Hamas did? No, definitely not. But I understand why they did it. You know, just know your history. And there's other forces using the past victimization within them, the rage and anger due to past injustices against them, so they can justify exterminating them. So this is all a big psyop and a game, and there are people making some big money off it. And so that's where you need to go. So anyway, do I think there's more to the story? Agenda is not revealed, you know, 100%. You know, do I believe is in the past? These wars started and financed by a global elite, you know, of course. And do I believe the plagues as well were started by the war and disease profiteers, generating a massive transfer of wealth, while at the same time, you know, all this fitting into their depopulation programs? 100%. Of course, you know, that's what happened, you know. So their worst nightmare is the people awakening to who they are and what they have done. And this is happening now. And the people are not so quick to participate in or finance their wars and depopulation programs. So only the critically thinking, research, and morally impaired are aligned with the New World Order and the global elites' agendas. And these mental midgets actually believe they're not going to be culled and enslaved in the future. So they're participating in their own family's demise, basically. And, you know, just you really don't think you're not part of the 7 billion. So anyway, it's time to see the vaccine pushers, mask enforcers, and saber rattlers in a whole new light. And that light is coming. It's here now. And they'll have nowhere to hide here in the very future. So babies, children, women, and men have all been killed on both sides in these wars and plagues, you know, set into motion by these psychopaths and their puppets for thousands of years. So when the people become educated, choose peace and forgiveness, the cycle ends. You know, we're seeing the Jewish people, rabbis with integrity, arm in arm with Palestinians, saying, stop the war and oppression. We want to live in peace. And I love what Mother Mary said. Universal peace will not come through governments and religions, but through the hearts and minds of the people. So the people really need to stay in the heart and choose universal peace and universal law and hold the rest of the leaders accountable to that. So anyway, it's I can sum up universal law in one sentence, you know, do unto others as you have them do unto you. It's that simple. You know, be kind to each other, be kind to the planet. It's not real complicated. If you need more, it's all about universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for everybody. So that's universal law. And that's what all the higher advanced beings operate under. You know, all those lights in the skies everybody's seeing globally right now, they all operate under universal law. And so do the masters and ascended masters and saints and sages and angelic kingdoms, all of them, even the inner earth people operate under universal law. So it's time to wake up and smell the coffee. So anyway, on that note, we're done with my rant. And so we can take on some questions. And Kathy's here to read these questions off, and we'll do the best we can to answer them.
Timelines are a super interesting subject. Could you explain how time works? Are star seeds beings from the future that have come back in time to change the past, also known as our perceived present? Are we in a timeline war with AI?
All the above. Okay, this is hard to explain, but it depends on your perspective on this. So if you're just a body and a personality, you're locked into a solid timeline, and that timeline is a sequence of events that's unfolding. And as you move up the vibration continuum, you can see forward or backward in time, and you can realize what's going on. You can start making alterations and changing the timelines. And when you get into the highest levels of spirit, you look down on the timeline and you can see where you want to incarnate or what you want to do, how you can redirect that timeline for something that's beneficial and things like that. So basically, we are in a multidimensional war right now. It's a temporal war. It includes timelines. Timelines are changing, but they're all coming together now. And what I see right now is there's those who are choosing universal law, and they want to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. And those people are ascending, and they're on the upward spiral. And those that are choosing to dominate and control and manipulate and capitalize on others and are destroying nature, there's on a downward spiral, and both spirals are being accelerated. And so there's a bifurcation of worlds happening, and they're splitting right now. So one group is just on the morally and spiritually challenged are having a hard time right now because their world's collapsing. You know, and so it's really hard to, it's all according to your spiritual evolution and your perspective, what's happening and how you identify with yourself, you know.
How can I prepare for physical contact when skunks rustling around in the yard about giving me a heart attack?
I would strongly suggest, you know, avoiding the skunk first. I've had those experiences before, and I just kind of let the skunk know I was there, and I didn't shock it or scare it because you're probably gonna get sprayed. But it's kind of if you can whistle like a little bit or make a little bit of noise so it knows you're there, and it'll just usually walk off. And they might be attracted to your energy, but Don't spook the skunk. That's all I can say.
I think she means that how you prepare for contact with
all the nonsense going on.
No, with with contact with ETs. If you're afraid of a skunk, I think that's what she meant.
Okay.
But I loved your answer.
Well, you should be afraid of a skunk.
That's
awesome.
That's
natural. Get up and move and go meditate in another spot. But you have to master fear and things. I know a lot of times at the ranch when I was meditating, I would actually phase out and they wouldn't even see me. They wouldn't even know I was there. And I had a coyote walk right up to me. He was a foot away and sniffing. He could smell or kind of knew I was there, but he was trying to figure it out. And I went boo, and he just jumped straight up in the air and screamed. It was hilarious. But it's not that hard. It goes back to timelines. It's not that hard to phase out of this timeline into another by raising your frequency. And when you're in the other timeline, you can see everything around you and what's going on, but they can't see you because they're not looking up into the higher levels. And so it's fun. It's like spiritual pony tricks. You can walk up and say, "Hey, how's it going?" And watch people jump out of the shoes, but.
How do you get rid of the fear of if you want to see some beings, but you're afraid to do that?
Oh, you want to see some beings and you're afraid?
Yeah.
To me, it's through time and, over the years. Yeah. Over the years, I've experienced so many different experiences and had my butt handed me a few times. So, and I learned how to get on top of it and learned how to heal unseen negative influences and things like that. So with over time, the more you do these practices and the more you meditate and learn how to heal unseen negative influences, what was a huge distraction becomes like a little mosquito and you just go, okay, go away, And so in the beginning, we're kind of like, man, I don't know if I want to do this, like I want to connect with God, but my image is a jealous, wrathful, fearful, punishing God, or something. And so you have to burn those images, get rid of them and heal any past traumas around that. And because in the past, there was a lot of trauma around the bearded gods of old, some were very advanced and some were tyrants, evolved tyrants. And so we had a lot of experiences around that, as I talked earlier. But I think it's releasing the past and continuing to focus on love and joy and bliss and healing whatever else comes up and learning how to heal unseen negative influences. And your frequencies just go higher and higher. And pretty soon you're aligned with the other benevolent beings and they kind of come in and protect you. They provide protection. So once you have that connection, you can call them in and they'll clear anything out. So it's not a problem anymore.
Is it true that you should wait 3 days before embalming or cremating to allow the silver cord to fully dissipate?
I think when somebody goes, that cord's cut, but I've heard a lot of different stories. It'd probably be a good idea. It'd probably be a good idea to, I tell you what, this is what's interesting. Okay. The life is in the atom, the life force. The atom becomes more complicated and as it reassembles a body, you might say, and then the soul comes into the body. And so there's all these levels to this. So nothing ever dies. Life continues in the atom. It just kind of deconstructs into more, less complicated forms. And then the soul moves on and goes on to wherever it needs to go. And so that's eternal. And so with this concept of death is only a transformation or a disassembling of one complex structure back down to the simplest part. And the simplest part is alive. It's like a hologram. But we need to look at things differently like that. And, when you're gone and you leave the body and that body's no longer operational or used, it's cut, it's gone. If you have a major attachment to the body, you might want to wait 3 days for the other beings to pick them up and explain to them what's going on. Mm-hmm.
Do you think other dimensions have animals, dogs, cats, as well as rodents, ticks, fleas, mosquitoes, etc.? I hope not mosquitoes.
Yeah, exactly. Me and mosquitoes just have an issue. They just love me, and I try to do something about that. But I think everything exists on the other dimensions. You know, one time, I'll tell you a quick story. One of my horses was dying, and it had like they call it twisted gut. It was dying. It was on the ground, and the vet and this elder Native American, another friend of mine, were there, and they said, you know, let it go. You got to let it go. It's dying. It's going to die. And I said, I'm just going to sit with it. And I stayed up and I was praying all night and doing energy work with it. And next day it got up and it was walking around. It was fine. And then, so about a week and a half later, I look out and it's facing the sun and it's bowing like down to the sun. And I go, what is it doing? I need to get out there. And something told me to get out there. And I walked out and she turned around. Her name was Shadow. She's a big half quarter horse, half work horse, big horse. And she went and bowed one more time. And to me, you know, she turned on me and bowed all the way to the ground and then just dropped dead. And that was it, and left. And so, you know, I had some tears and I had to deal with that and everything. And then I got a little pissed off at JC and the crowd, you know, and I'm going, one horse. I mean, all this work I've been doing for years, and all I asked, one horse. And he said, you're being selfish. I said, you're being selfish. And I go, what do you mean I'm being selfish? And said, that horse is done. Its body's done. It needs to go on and come in and reincarnate, you know, and you're trying to keep it here. It's in a lot of pain, and you're being selfish. And then so I was out there, and then the Native American elder came up to me and he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, do they have horses in heaven like this? And I went, oh man, you know, so, you know, we get attached to things and we try to keep things here and try to keep things here in the physical. And sometimes we are being selfish and we do love these even people and animals and things, but you know, it's time for them to move on and we just have to let them go. And they go, they never die. I mean, they go up into the higher realms and choose to incarnate or not. And same with animals, same with humans, same with everything. And a lot of times you'll cross over and all of a sudden you got three dogs that died, you know, they're all waiting for you. And some of them just do a quick turnaround. Usually the animals will do a quick, they just do a quick turnaround and your dog will die. And 3 weeks later, you'll see these puppies and go, I swear that dog is acting just like mine, you know. And it's probably a good idea to pick that dog up, you know, and, you know, they're reincarnating.
What do you know about cryptids and Dogman? I have heard they are coming up out of the blown out tunnels and are a physical threat to humans.
The tunnel, the saving the kids, those tunnels? I don't know.
Just the blown out tunnels. They
look like experiments. And that got their gotaways, you know. But you know, I just talked about earlier the dog man. What people are saying, and again, these are insiders, and they're saying that the dog man is a genetic experiment to create a super soldier. And I guess this thing is badass, you know, you don't want to mess with it. And they said usually it doesn't bother humans unless you attack it, like don't pull a gun on it or things like that. Just slowly walk away. And Same thing with Bigfoot. Never pull a gun on Bigfoot. I mean, Bigfoot is part of the human experience and it's been evolving here for a long time. And there's different kinds of Bigfoot out there, but the most of them just will leave you alone if you don't, you know. If you go into their territory, they can be a little territorial and you have to go, oh crap, you know, I screwed up, and back out slowly and leave, you know, and bring some fruit with you or something, you know. Bring
a peace offering.
Yeah, bring some peanut butter or some apples or something. I did that once. I walked into a big old male Bigfoot's territory and he was stomping and breaking branches and psychically just hammering. I go, oh crap, you know. And so I went back to the camp and I got a banana and a couple apples and everything. And I rode this canoe back over and dropped him off on this rock. And the rock was still in the water, so whatever had to come and get it, And I dropped them off and I was saying a little prayer all the way I was there and apologizing, you know, kind of going, I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry for trespassing. I didn't know. I won't come back to this area, you know, and I left the apples there. And so we were rolling back. I was rolling back and all of a sudden I was looking at the apples and they just vanished. I never saw it. And I had to walk in the water to get the apples. And all of a sudden the apples and the banana and the stuff, they just disappeared. You know, so, and I did go over there one more time and I just kind of meditated and connected with them. And I didn't feel the aggressiveness the second time because I was respectful, you know, and so that we need to be respectful, you know, with their energies.
We have a Ring camera and it shows all kinds of orbs in our room. How do we know if they are good, safe orbs or negative, dangerous? I've heard some are okay and others are not.
Yeah. The main thing goes back to clearing unseen, learn how to clear unseen negative influences and do that technique. And it's even on my card, but it's in all the books and it's in the latest book as well as all that information is in the latest book, which is coming out. And if you see the dark, murky brown ones or orange, you know, those you don't want to mess with. That's kind of like not a good thing. But most of the light orbs are benevolent and they don't really bother you. And, you know, if you see it's got a beautiful blue tint to it, blue and white, you know, a lot of times those are Pleiadians checking you out. We're an orb. On one level of our existence, we're an orb and we have 360-degree vision and we can travel and, you know, it's not a problem. We can travel and go anywhere. And it's out of body. You're going out of body on a higher dimension. And so that's what they're doing. They're coming down and checking us out. And so there's orbs from the inner earth. There's orbs from the fifth dimension, the sixth dimension. Some of them we blow up and there's this big Merlin guy in there in the orb, or there's an elven type being in them. They're fairy type entities. So it's all the above. And some are animals. Some are animals that have crossed over that are just in spirit form and they're getting ready to incarnate again.
Do higher density beings need an avatar body to appear in our density, or is that just the Anunnaki?
Do what now?
Do higher density beings need an avatar body to appear in our density, or is that just the Anunnaki?
well, it depends on the being that's coming in. And so, like, if you're in the astral level, they can take form and you know, they can throw you up against a wall. And so you can have negative entities there and things. But I know there are beings that can manifest it. We've had Babaji manifest a light body, Kuan Yin. We have pictures of that. And it seems physical to us, but it's not. It's not physical. It's just a condensed light body. And so it depends. They all have abilities, you know, to do certain things if they desire. I think we're coming up close to the end. We have time?
Yeah, we've got time.
Okay.
Is the Earth's energy fields higher where there is more volcanic activity?
Yeah, definitely. If you go up to a volcano, most of them are high, for one thing. They're higher elevation. And the other thing is because of the CO2 and the ash, if it's erupted not too long ago, everything is growing phenomenally and it's really high energy because everything's growing rapidly. And so they have different names for it, but it's like we have energy in our fields, our bioelectric fields around the body and the plants do and everything. And it's really highly charged in those places. And so anytime you go into a jungle that's thriving or anywhere, you'll feel that same energy.
Is the 20 and back program still going on? And then it says in parentheses, Corey Good.
Yeah, that's a Corey Good question. I'm not sure about that. I mean, I know about that program and I know about the secret space fleet and all that stuff, but it's like there's people that are a lot better experts in that category. And I think Corey's probably got the best information out there.
I have heard confusing statements that the med beds are not real versus they are real. And if they are, when will they be available after the collapse of this evil cabal?
Yeah. You know, it goes back to the spiritual and UFO community. There's a lot of people in there that aren't they're like posers and shills and things like that. And they're putting out all these promises and things. And there are technologies that actually do work that are different types of technologies. I've been on magnetic light tables and things like that, and they do work. I mean, I levitated on one, but the there's a lot of different technologies coming out. The original MedBed, from my understanding, is not really available to the public yet. But when this new world order collapses, it's going to be everywhere. And there are some amazing technologies like that they're calling MedBeds that do a lot of things and help people. But the ones I haven't, and all I can say from my own experience, I haven't seen a MedBed that can actually regenerate arms and things like do all that stuff. I haven't seen one, but from my understanding, they do exist. And I think high level people and the space fleet and those guys have those things. And I don't know when they're going to be available here on Earth.
Any word on when the fake news networks will be taken down?
Yeah. They're taking themselves down. I mean, CNN's got nobody watching it now. There's people on YouTube channels that got 10 times the following of CNN. So I was going to do a spoof and call it RNN, the Reptilian News Network, and just tell the real agenda and the real news and what's really happening. I thought it'd be funny, but I never got around to it. Too busy with other projects. But the they're collapsing in on themselves. Like even Fox News, they'll tell three quarters or half the story, and they just never quite go the distance. You know, like what's really behind the curtain. But they're getting closer. Tucker, you know, that guy just comes out both guns blazing, you know, so he calls it out. So it's perfect that he was let go with Fox, because now he's unchecked. He can do whatever he wants. But I let Tucker Carlson, there's a few out there. What's that guy's name? He was an MMA fighter, brain farting.
Oh gosh, I can't.
I've seen some of the stuff he's coming out with, and it's like, I don't know why I'm brain farting. I see his face right there, but he's coming out with some stuff, and some of these guys are really coming out and really hitting home, and you go, wow, I can't believe they said that. You know, they really nailed it, but anyway, I'm sure it'll pop in.
With all the new distractions, the media has been silent about Maui. Do you have any new news?
There are things happening in Maui. Some things I probably shouldn't talk about. There's a lot of legal stuff getting ready to happen, and they have all the evidence. And as I said before, you know, there's a church that was cut in half by laser, and then it stopped halfway. So, I mean, that you cannot argue with that. There's no argument around that a dew weapon was used. So, and they have all the evidence, and they know that this was already, there's a name for it. I can't remember. It was like Maui Tomorrow or something. They already have it all rebuilt, and they have models and everything of it. It's all, they've had this years ago, and people knew it was going to go down. They just had to get rid of the locals, you know, so they could do this. And so that, I think that's all going to blow up in their face, because the evidence is overwhelming. And again, the global elite guys are just collapsing. They're totally collapsing. And now there's nobody to back up their puppets. And so the puppets don't have any protection anymore. So they're just going to start falling one by one.
What's your take on Elon Musk? Do you believe he has humanity's best interest in mind? It sure seems like it, but we've been fooled before.
You know, everything I've seen him say and do so far, and you know, jury's always out with me. I always go, let's see what they do. Let's watch and see what kind of track record they do. And in ways, to me, he's kind of like Trump in a way. He just calls it out and just, you know, calls out what's happening, and he sees where things were going and the full on Nazi state we were moving into, and he's really putting a dent in their program and shutting down. So the stuff I've seen him doing now is just like, kudos to him. I mean, he's really stepping up to the plate, and he's brilliant. you know, the stuff he, everything he does is brilliant. So, you know, could he turn in the future? Everybody could, but I don't think he will.
I was listening to a channel I have trusted for years, and the topic became about AI. It was said that we would all be AI in some form over yeah. time, yeah. or would learn to live in harmony with it. It was said that technology would gradually be beneficial. Any thoughts on you have on this will help.
You know, basically, if you're a part cyborg or whatever, you're not going to ascend. So because you got all this metal creating everything in you, and we don't need AI. You know, we have everything we need to ascend to the highest levels and where the real power comes from. So this whole you're selling out with the AI thing. Now, in certain cases, I think chips. That if you're totally disabled and you know you don't have any control of your arms or legs or something happened to you, there are technologies coming out that actually can restore your mobility and things like that. And I think there's a place for that. And you know, even people that have brain disorders and things, you know, there's ways of fixing that. But I think when you go back to the medbed technology, there's certain fields that will activate your salamander gene within you and you can regenerate yourself naturally. There's a saying, I won't even say it on the air, and they call them the chip something, you know, but there's people promoting chips and there's people promoting all this stuff and saying we're all going to be AI I would stay as far away because that is the New World Order program. They want us all chipped and controlled and they want to control every aspect of our life. So, you know, even the jab's got stuff in it, you know, so, you know, we need to get away from that and stay close to nature right now because everything, you know, your food supply, your water supply, everything is being tainted with these agendas. And so, we need to know where water's coming from, you know, filter it, get good water, have it tested. We need to know where our food is coming from, you know, is it close to the earth? Is it natural? You know, has our food been chipped? You know, it's like, are chips in the food, you know, like a pack of some of these, I won't mention the name, but some of these chips and things that you get out of a bag have stuff in them that you wouldn't believe, you know, a lot of microparticles and everything. So, and again, too, all the estrogen mimickers and all that, you know, you got the gay frog syndrome and all that stuff from all these estrogen mimickers, which are in all the, not all the plastic bottles, a lot of plastic bottles and everything are, and that's why we're having a problem with men right now. They have such a low sperm count and their testosterone levels are like at an all time low and they're becoming very feminine. And that's actually physically engineered to happen. And so they're demasculining the whole race because the masculine energy, they're afraid of it. The masculine is what steps up and protects your family and protects the country and protects, they want that totally done away with, you know? So there is a divine masculine and a divine feminine. And we need, and the masculine has a role. You know, we celebrate so many years of freedom because of the divine masculine, you know, so stepping up to the plate. And so we need to get back into that again.
Do other worlders in higher densities still stub their toes, trip over things, fall down, knock things over accidentally, and have other such common traits like we all do here?
When they come here, they do. Poor Pleiadians, and Pleiadians come here and they're going, oh, everything is love and joy. Nobody would ever lie to me or steal from me or hurt me, you know, and they come in and they have a real rude awakening here on earth. And they realize, you know, people think one thing, say something, feel something else, and they get all confused. And it's really rough on higher beings, unless you've been tempered with a lot of incarnations. Some of them have a really hard time being here. And the kids, too, a lot of kids have a hard time in being here. But you're going to see some crazy stuff going on with these kids. I mean, some of these kids, they are loaded. I mean, they're coming in and they're actually initiating all the other kids just by their presence. And it's I've seen some of these kids are just full blown masters that have come in, and their parents, they chose the right parents, and their parents are pretty awake, not woke, awake. You know.
Is Somerset Belanoff eradicated as one of Illuminati?
Who?
Do you recognize them? Somerset Belanoff.
I don't. I've heard that before, but I don't know. Know much about that to say yay or nay on anything. Yeah. So anyway, on that note, we got to cut because we're out of time, but anyway, all I can say is change is in the wind. You know, one thing I can give you 100% prophecy is that there will be change and a lot of change in the future. And so we need to really make our own personal connection with Creator and work with the higher benevolent beings to get through these times. And again, we got to choose the upward spiral, you know, and choose a spiritual life in harmony with nature and each other if we're going to continue, because the earth is ascending and we have to ascend with it. And these other groups are falling fast and they're on the downward spiral. So the people that are going against universal law are almost having instant reactions to that. So anyway, we're out of time, unfortunately. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and that'll get you through these times. And just be kind to each other and be a blessing to life. So anyway, good night.
Thank you. Nice power up right over the house. Wow. Chaser. Little guy behind him.
Ooh.